Blog Talk Radio. Cuando camino, no estoy sola. Tengo un compañero de viaje aquí mismo, en mi vientre. Vemos un montón de cosas juntos. Bueno, él no las ve, pero creo que de alguna manera las vive. Quiero que nazca y vea las maravillas que este mundo puede ofrecer. Pero lo que más me interesa es que esté sano. Por eso camino. Y no soy la única persona que camina por mi bebé. Mucha gente lo hace al unirse a la marcha por los bebés. En nuestras caminatas estamos solamente yo y él y unos cuantos millones de personas que se preocupan por los bebés.
Un día todos los bebés nacerán sanos, pero tendremos que caminar para lograrlo. Participa en la marcha por los bebés de March of Dimes. Juntos podemos brindar a todos los bebés un comienzo sano. Visita hoy mismo nacersano.com para registrarte.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
BlogTalkRadio.com. I know I took a bite of some breakfast, and I never do this, but I'm trying to swallow it real quick so you all don't hear me chewing. Not nice, right? But thank you for joining, tuning in this morning or afternoon if you're in England, the parts of Europe, evening, nighttime, and other parts of the world. Thank you for joining in, and thank you for your support. You know, we have surpassed 90,000 views since the show has premiered on March 21st, 2011. And it's amazing because the show is still in its infancy to me, still developing. It's like a toddler, you know? So thank you so much for your support and your constructive criticism and feedback. And thank you for being a part of the show, those of you that call in and chat and network with me, just period. You're amazing, my on and offline friends. You are just super duper, and I really do mean that. Hope you all that celebrated Labor Day weekend enjoyed your Labor Day. I'm sure you're still full and whatsoever. And today is Tuesday, and it's amazing. It's September, the ninth month. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. If you're going through something not so hot, my prayers are with you, and thank you for your prayers also. Big day for the DNC. So shout out to my friends and peers that are in delegates that are in Charlotte, North Carolina right now. And many of us will definitely be tuned in to the DNC. I was talking to one of my fun friends last night, and she's a hardcore Democrat and so on. And I had just been talking to my mother about, oh yeah, so I know the DNC said we're going to really show you all how to party now. And one of the conversations that my friend Yolanda Beer, what's up Yolanda, if you're listening, Yolanda was like, yeah, the real party's getting ready to start now. And but it sounds like the party already started this past weekend. Some of the media reports that I've heard, couple of delegates got in a little trouble for being a little bit too much tipsy. But it sounds like it's going to be a very organized event, and I just can't wait to see the speakers and the entertainers and hear all the good stuff, you know, because on all sides we have our good sides and we have our not-so-good sides. That's why it's so good. It's so important for us to be willing to work with one another, regardless of our political party affiliations, or if we don't even vote, because we all are citizens of this beautiful country, are working on becoming citizens of this beautiful country, right? Right. Regardless of what we complain about, we just have to work together and do our best to make it a better place, a better land. Really. But President was in this part of the country yesterday, stopped in New Orleans yesterday. So I'm going to share one article that I was reading it before the show. And I hoped that he would have stopped here in Mississippi on the Gulf Coast. And but I guess he needs to get back and prepare for his speech for Thursday, tonight. I can't wait to see Michelle Obama speak. But, again, I thank you for tuning in to this early broadcast. We're back to the 5:30 a.m. format. But, you know, we'll let you know ahead of time when y'all decide to do prime time or afternoon. You know, Saturday's at 8. So I'm excited about Wednesday. I'm excited about Wednesday. I'm excited for every day. But Saturday, the group that I love, SeaWorld High Fashion, will be guests on Saturday night. So I had a blast this past Saturday with a weekend edition Culture Shock Entertainment Report. But, thank you. Y'all have fun in Charlotte, North Carolina. We're going to have fun. Those of us not there, checking out the program. And don't hesitate to email me at cultureshockentertainment@yahoo.com. KULTUREShOKENTERTAINMENT@yahoo.com. Okay? Well, here's the Star Spangled Banner from Imprint in UK. Check her out on Reverb Nation.
So proudly we hailed as a
stargazer, Austin Brown. Tweet him at Austin Brown. This is his website at Austin Brown also. And like his Facebook page also. And check him out on YouTube, Real Austin Brown. Here's True God Immortal, featuring Stephen Joseph. Everything changes. I love this song.
True. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk global economics, electronics, the chronic. Look beyond it, it's massive, the bomb sent to atomic. Riot gear, we lions here, roaring at demonic. Fear is for all the kids that's been hooked up on phonics. They say natural disasters, hot spin engineering. It's time to free your mind, your heart spinning. The fear it makes you wanna be optimistic and you being so fearless. But everybody see it, it's so dark in appearance. And we stuck in three wars, 9-11, the demeanor. Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, from Haiti to Katrina. Makes you wanna be dreamers, niggas looking at FEMA. See the president. It's evident, it's all been a smokescreen to represent whatever you can see in the hope dreams and pipe dreams. The decadence that we see, it's all a torture. Enforced is the rest where you be. And you've been trying to open up and you've been trying to get free. Yes. For a better day, another way. We just dreaming for a better day, another way. Of my environment, workers seeking retirement. No social security, open up the conspiracy. Hold up now, are you hearing me? Running from all the tyranny, lyrically moving waters. Just know the devil ain't scaring me. Fearing me don't exist. I clearly walk through the mist, endearing me with the gifts that was given. Punching my fist, the paternal orders to list. If you started feeling the shift, the news concealing the shit. But I'm revealing the script. So pick a role at your funeral, pick a soul that seems beautiful. Change it and meme it, then align with the stars and the numerals. Who are you? Would you stand with refugees in Sudan or walk the streets of Japan with not? Pistols in hand, louder so I can see you. A million rebels are equal to one nation of God. The power is with the people. No politician's description. The truth is never mixed up. So if you're ready to rise, then put your fist up. Truth.
It was fed up with these games. All this talk of change.
Just dreaming for a better day, another way. Just dreaming for a better day, another way.
True God Immortal, Baltimore, Maryland's own. Making it happen. Tweet him at True God Immortal and also check he and his friends out on Wednesdays on at 3 Eastern Time, blogtalkradio.com, Rockman Heads. And remember on Wednesday, my friend Michael Scott, PCP Networks, you know, parents supporting, his show will return back to live broadcast on tomorrow at noon. Tomorrow's a big day for those of us that love sports. Especially in NFL kickoff. Those of you that love music and maybe not love football, remember Mariah Carey. And no doubt, a band I love so much. I love Mariah too. Kick off the big game between the Cowboys and the Giants. Oh yeah, so excited. Can't wait. But I'm checking out this article that I was talking about regarding the president. And Paul Ryan is pictured above. It's from the New York Times. Obama detours from campaign trail to inspect Hurricane Isaac's damage, it reads. And again, it's from the New York Times, and it's written by Jackie Combs. Representative Paul D. Ryan, the Republican vice president nominee, showing a picture of him in Greenville, North Carolina. And it reads, in Kenner, Louisiana, well, I have friends in Kenner, President Obama took a short detour from campaigning on Monday to inspect the damage wrought by Hurricane Isaac. Oh, man, I've been cleaning up the yard. I had the yard looking good until Isaac came through. Boy, so I had been sprucing up, and my neighbors and all of us have been, like, gathering limbs and trees and tree limbs and stuff that have fallen in our yard and stuff like that. So got the bigger limbs out in the garbage truck, picked that up yesterday. Yeah, they worked on Labor Day, getting that time and a half. But back to the article. Kenner, Louisiana. President Obama took a short detour from campaigning on Monday to inspect the damage wrought by Hurricane Isaac last week. In the government response, a stop that took an outsized political overtones in his campaign season. His visit after a Labor Day rally with union supporters in Toledo, Ohio, came 3 days after Mitt Romney toured the Louisiana coast on Friday, a day after accepting his party's nomination in Tampa, Florida. Mr. Obama's timing was decided in consultation with local officials. White House aides said to avoid the presidential entourage getting in the way of the cleanup. Even as both parties, you know, it's kind of dangerous out there too with a lot of debris, even as both parties jousted about their respective group responses to natural disasters, Mr. Obama sounded a nonpartisan note in remorse to reporters of his tour and discussions with officials and residents. When disasters like this happen, we set aside whatever petty disagreements we may have, Mr. Obama said. Nobody's a Democrat or Republican. We're all just Americans looking out for each other. Yeah, I like that part of his speech. It really piqued my interest. Earlier, the White House Press Secretary Jay Carney similarly told reporters aboard Air Force One that disasters are apolitical, but he and other Democrat officials faulted Mr. Romney's running mate, Representative Paul D. Ryan, for his efforts as the House Budget Committee Chairman to cut federal disaster aid accounts, efforts that some Republican governors also oppose. When it comes to the kinds of choices politicians make in Washington about what their priorities are, it's worth noting that last year there was an effort to underfund the money that's used to provide relief Americans when they've been hit by disasters. Mr. Carney said Mr. Ryan led that effort, he added. Reacting to the criticism, Mr. Ryan's spokesman, Brendan Buck, said in a statement, a Romney-Ryan administration will always ensure there's a disaster funding for those in need, period. As Democrats gathered in Charlotte, North Carolina for their convention, Mr. Ryan tried to dampen some of their party mood with an appearance in the same state, keeping the focus on the nation's economic woes in an address that drew 2,000 people at East Carolina University in Greenville. There's a little gathering going on in Charlotte, Mr. Ryan said. He said the Democrats could not ignore the stubborn economic difficulties still felt by many people and cited the unemployment rate of 9.6% in North Carolina, where Mr. Obama won in 2008, but where the race is closed this year, according to the latest polls. Mr. Ryan's presence on the trail came as Mr. Romney stayed away from campaigning for a second straight day, instead of vacationing at his summer home in Wolfboro, New Hampshire. I think he's in New Hampshire now, though. In his visit to Louisiana, Mr. Obama was joined by his administrator of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, Craig Fugate. Among local officials who met with him were Governor Bobby Jindal and Senator David Venter, both Republicans, who are frequent critics of the president. Also along was Senator Mary L. LaDrew, a Democrat who led the criticism of Mr. Ryan and, by extension, Mr. Romney, when Mr. Romney visited on Friday. Mr. Obama toured La Place, a community in St. John the Baptist Parish. According to the administration, post-storm flooding there was unprecedented, though none had been expected, blocking evacuation routes to the Interstate 10. Problems include a demand for transportation and temporary housing for returning evacuees, as well as schools closed by damage. The motorcade passed military Humvees and troops in fatigues and crowds of supporters and the merely curious as Mr. Obama went to government buildings for briefings with local officials and first responders. Afterward, he toured a neighborhood that suffered flooding. In brief remarks to reporters, Mr. Obama noted that the levees built after Hurricane Katrina hail, leaving questions about how to prevent the kind of flooding that occurred in the wake of Hurricane Isaac. We're going to make sure that at the federal level, we are getting on the case very quickly about figuring out what exactly happened here and what we can do to make sure it doesn't happen again, and expediting some of the decisions that may need to be made to ensure that we've got the infrastructure in place to protect people's property and to protect people's lives, he said. In the rally earlier in Toledo, Mr. Obama pointed to his bailout of the auto industry as a major argument for his reelection as he spent a fourth Labor Day with union workers in a swing state. Without the rescue, more than 1 million Americans across the country have lost their jobs in the middle of the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. Mr. Obama told an estimated 3,100 supporters, most of them African Americans, crammed into a high school gymnasium not far from a Jeep plant. In communities across the Midwest, it would have been another Great Depression. His focus on the auto industry's comeback was layered on a stump speech he has delivered now for 3 days in a swing state campaigning before the convention this week. He engaged in an extended sports metaphor to mock Mr. Romney's recent comment that he should replace Mr. Obama as the country's coach to produce a winning season. In the case of the auto industry, the president said Mr. Romney would have called the wrong play. Excuse me. One out of eight Ohio workers are employed in jobs related to the auto industry. According to the Obama campaign, and the bailout of General Motors and Chrysler ultimately saved nearly 155,000 jobs with manufacturers and suppliers in this trip. And also Trip Gabriel contributed to reporting from Greenville, North Carolina. So this story was published in the New York Times. And, you know, yesterday I had mentioned, I said, well, maybe the president will stop on the coast, but he didn't. And my mom and I was watching news last night. My mom was, I know, we're big supporters of Obama. You know, my mom, 80 years old, big supporter of Obama. And a lot of civil rights, like normally Republican civil rights leaders here, like Mr. Charles Evers and James Meredith, they're friends of mine. If you don't know who they are, you need to Google their names. Obviously, Mr. Charles Evers is Medgar Evers' brother and a friend of mine, a former employer of mine. WMPR 90.1, check his show out. Let's talk with Mr. Charles Evers on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. James Meredith was the first ever African American. Those of you that don't know, but Google it, because was the first African American to become a student at Ole Miss. So Google their name so you can see, those of you that have not heard of these two gentlemen, civil rights leaders. They're both Republicans, and they both are big-time supporters of Obama, and he definitely be getting their votes again this go-round, I'm quite sure. And I know Mr. Evers, and I'm quite sure Mr. James Meredith. I haven't spoken with him recently, but I'm quite sure he's definitely casting his vote. Because those of you that say things about Republicans, a lot of Republicans voted, of different races, voted for Obama and plan to vote for Obama this year. So sometimes when people speak generally, you should speak more specifically regarding certain Republicans, because a lot of Republicans voted for the president and did and will vote for him again. I just wanted to make that clear, because a lot of people generally speak about, oh, Republicans don't like Obama. I happen to be in awe of the first family. I plan to vote for Romney, but I like to listen. I have no complaints about the president, like some people. I think he's doing a great job. But it's just economically, the country needs to get improved. You know, from corporate America to blue-collar jobs, middle America, low-income, unemployed. Everybody needs a better life, bottom line, you know, and it takes work and it takes efforts from everybody, from Republicans, Democrats, independents, people that don't even care about politics at all. You know, it takes all of us, and not pointing fingers at each other and being mean to one another. You know, that's not going to help us. It really is not. So I'm going to be getting off point by just sharing my opinion. That's all. It's just important to listen to what all the candidates, the incumbent, President Obama and the First Lady have to say, what Biden have to say, listen to what Romney and Ryan have to say. And it's our right to disagree and disapprove of certain things. But sometimes when some of us are complaining, you're missing out on hearing some things. And that's on all sides, you know, really. So we need to... And also, and figure out what we should be doing, or what are we doing, you know, doing our part, because we do our parts in different manners, you know, blood, sweat, tears, or money, you know. So, you know, it's all about being educated and making competent decisions on who you're voting for and why you're voting for the person. You know, because I don't tell people, vote for Romney. I talk about, I do my best to bring out the good points on all of them. But we know the situations that we're in. We're not living in, like, the best of times, even though we see a bright future. And a lot of us are living good lives right now. I have a lot of friends who are living good lives and people that I don't know, you know. But we all are going through our own personal struggles, regardless of how it looks. Or just like we've been talking about recently, people wouldn't be committing suicides. People wouldn't be splitting up from their marriages. People wouldn't be drinking excessively. People wouldn't be overeating. People wouldn't be homeless. People wouldn't be starving, you know. The crime rate wouldn't be so bad. Homicides, armed robberies, you know, something needs to be corrected. Yes, some cities are the perfect model, but some cities need help. But I think even the ones that are perfect models need help in some area. You better believe that, you know. So that's just me sharing a little bit of my input, I think, because I think sometimes I stay in the middle. And that's just me. I'm still being in the middle, I guess, but I'm just sharing my honest thoughts and my honest opinions. Feel free to call in, 714-409-0614. It's good to have civil communication, you know, here on this outlet at blogtalkradio.com, in person or via online, you know, really. So I'm going to talk more. Just like we talked about the history of the Republican National Convention, we talked about the history of the Democratic National Convention also, and other important stories. But I thank you. My chat room does not want to open, so I'm going to have to open up my larger chat room. It can open up, but I won't be able to see my switchboard, so I'm going to have to, like, blink, like, switch back and forth, look at my switchboard and look at my chat room. But my small chat room where I can look at my switchboard and look at my playlist, when I open up my big chat room, it's going to spread my whole screen. So I'll have to periodically check to see if any of you have called in. But while we're at it, I feel like having some six dreams. Woody, daydreaming. Check him out at Reverb Nation. That's where he and I began networking with one another. Reverb Nation 16 Woody. And I'm Miss Beth Nelson, Purple Bazaar Love Fest on Reverb Nation. And also Culture Shock Entertainment. I'm on there for my entertainment company and also as an artist. And you can check him out, like his Facebook page. I've done that. Facebook fan page at Six String Woody. He and his friends, check them out big time. I just got an email from the awesome Marie for Leo. She's amazing. I'd heard of her and had checked out her work before, but I really became in awe of her advice during a Lewis Howes spree cast party back in February when he released his newest book. And she has awesome web episodes, and you can check her out on YouTube at Marie, M-A-R-I-E, for Leo, and subscribe also to her blog. Today on Tuesday, let me just read this email from her. Hi, Bethany, and not sure, you know, she's personalized her emails. Not sure if you dealt with this before, but if you're a person who's committed to achieving greatness, I received a video last night, but she does certain Q&As on Tuesdays. And you can check her out at marieforleo.com also, but you can check her out on YouTube and subscribe to her channel. But not sure if you've dealt with this before, but if you're a person who's committed to achieving greatness, and I know you are, eventually you will, imagine a scenario. You've worked your butt off and built a great reputation. People respect and listen to what you have to say because you're kind, generous, and you really care. One of the things you value most is seeing others succeed. Because you're so awesome, you become part of a vibrant community of go-getters who have a standard for supporting each other's dreams. But what happens when someone in your community asks you to endorse her work, and unfortunately what she's created is just not your cup of tea? She's a great person, of course, but it's not something you want to get behind. That's when things can get awkward and uncomfortable, unless you know exactly what to say. If you ever find yourself torn between wanting to encourage and support others while maintaining the integrity of your reputation, you're going to love today's episode of Marie TV. In this email, I've included a simple script that will help you stay true to yourself and respect others' requests with honesty in class. So check her out at Marie TV. You can Google it. Like I said, you can check down marieforleo.com. Plus, just go ahead and subscribe to her YouTube channel, and you will see the episode. And today's episode is entitled, How to Say No to Promoting Others with Honesty in Class, you know. And now I'm sure I'm not the only one who has an opinion on this situation. In fact, I love to hear what you have to say. So after you check out this video, she would love to get your feedback and your comments also. And she also says that, what do you do when people ask you to promote them and it's not something you want to promote? Do you have a go-to script you use? On the other hand, has anyone ever turned you down in a way that was classy and honest? Tell me exactly what happened and how you felt. So when you share your feedback, share your story also. She states that, I'm a big believer that as a society, it's important that we train ourselves to communicate in a way that is honest, clear, and compassionate, especially in delicate situations, and taking time to intentionally choose our words and the energy with which we deliver them can make a huge difference in another person's life. So let's take this opportunity to learn from and help each other, okay? And again, she states, when you finish checking out the wealth episode, share your feelings in the comments. And she's really excited to hear what we have to say. And she said, thank you, as always, for tuning in, reading, and contributing. Love, Marie. And stay tuned for a special broadcast about RHH Live. That's an event that will be held in New York in a couple months. This Thursday is time sensitive. So check her out. Subscribe to her YouTube channel. Subscribe to her blog at Marie for Leo, and also, like I say, it's called Marie TV. Awesome advice, but many of you, I'm sure, are familiar with her. Tony Robbins is amazed at her, which, ironically, I was turned on to her. Even though I was familiar with her work, I really was turned on to her via Lewis Howes, and Lewis Howes reminds me of a younger version of Tony Robbins. So check it out. Some of you probably can feel that. And you probably would see past episodes that interest you also, that you probably would like to check out, and also read her blogs and so on. And remember, follow me on Pinterest at Pinterest.com, Culture Shock, KULTRESHOKVETH, and also at Tumblr, Culture Shock, KULTRESHOKENTBETH. Tumblr.com. Yeah, my friend Yolanda and I, we had a blast talking. We had seen each other on Saturday. We hadn't seen each other in a while. And she had lost her father in July, and she lost her mother a few years ago. She's older than me. Her sister and I, we've known each other since 7th grade and graduated in the same class in Callaway High. And her sister, who's a longtime friend of mine, a former classmate of mine, she's a pathologist. And pathologists are very important to me, because I think you all are long-time listeners and have heard my story where I used to have a speech impediment when I was in 3rd grade, where I could not say words like SH words, CH words, STR words. Like when I would say street, I would say street. Chili, I would say chili. And my friends, even relatives, cousins would make fun of me. You know, and I was in 3rd grade at Green Elementary, and I just had enough of it. And I went to my 3rd grade teacher, Mrs. Hale, and I said, Mrs. Hale, I need someone to tutor me. I need someone to help me get rid of this speech situation that I'm dealing with these not pronouncing words that begin with C-H-S-T-R and S-H words. And, of course, being my teacher and being an observer, she knew of the situation. And so very quickly she got in touch. Well, I called her a speech therapist. So she got me a speech therapist, and she would come to the school, and I would leave class and meet with her like twice a week probably. In no time I was able to pronounce all the STR words, because I've been reading since I was a baby. And so no mental problem or no nothing like that, just I did not pronounce my words that began with those STRs and SCHs and SH correctly. I've had relatives and friends who stuttered, and I've had other friends, some of the same people who were making fun of me back then, they still don't speak correctly or properly, you know. Of course, you know, and then, you know, living down south with Southern accent, you know. So really, learning how to correct those words, it also learned me other things. And then, you know, my interest in acting also, that was something that also assisted me with my language also. But I just wanted to say pathologists and speech therapists, they're an important part of my life. But I was just bringing the fact that my Yolanda's sister, my friend who I graduated in the same class with, she's a pathologist, and you know, I just shout out pathologists and teachers and all of that. But my teacher, she could have ignored me, but she did not. She immediately got me a speech therapist to help me correct my speech. And I'm so grateful to this day, because I probably would still be 44 years old saying street, chili dog, you know, and stuff like that. So I praise God and thank God for the people in my life from birth to now that really encouraged me and supported me. And even some people who belittled me, too, because in a way that that encouraged me, too. You know, it can make you feel bad, but sometimes when people say, well, you'll never be nothing, you aren't anything, don't nobody want you, sometimes that's encouraging, too. That puts like gas to the fire and make things just flame up, you know. So I just wanted to share a little bit of that. But Yolanda and I were talking about casting and stuff, because she and I both, she's an actress, and she and I both, as a matter of fact, she told me she auditioned for, like, Survivor was in town a couple weeks ago. And she went for the casting call for Survivor, to be casting Survivor. And she said about 50 people showed up and whatever. But let's see, she was a background actress in The Time to Kill. I was called for a speaking role as a reporter, but I didn't go. And I could have got my SAG card then, but we were both in the chamber and it goes to Mississippi. And so on, as background actresses, extras. But she told me about another, like, casting thing she had gone to when a talent agency was in town. But, you know, there's a lot of independent filmmakers around here. There's a lot of people. So we're glad that they helped us here last year. And also with the coming of James Franco's movie based on the Will Faulkner book coming, here, because the pre-production began a month ago. So his film is here. When will he and the other stars arrive? Don't know. But I guess it will be soon, because it's scheduled to start filming like right now this month. So I just wanted to share that. So I guess I should play another song and checking out the chat room, see if any of you have called. But here's another PSA from the American Lung Association. What is pollution?
This is Janice Nolan with the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxide. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair. And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways, because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000, the equivalent of a small city.
Wow, and that's important information from the American Lung Association. Happy birthday, Beyonce. Today is Beyonce's 31st birthday. Happy birthday. Favorite singers, one of my favorite couples. I love it when they collaborate. You know what collaboration I'm waiting for? Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez. But, I mean, I love both of them. I mean, Selena's an awesome singer and performer. And, of course, Justin, oh, my God, I can't wait for their collab, though. But I love all the collaborations between husband and wife, Jay-Z and Beyonce. And this was like their first, like Bonnie and Clyde and Crazy in Love. Man, I love when they collaborate. They're both so awesome. So happy birthday, Beyonce. Today is also Mindy Gardner, actress, birthday. She's 81. Merle Bubba Knight, Gladys Knight's brother, R&B singer of the Gladys Knight and the Pips. He's 70. Tom Watson is 63, golfer. Judith Ivey, 61, actress. Ryan Swepser, governor of Montana. Shout out to my cousin Trent. He's in Montana. We talked yesterday. He's been listening to a lot of old school LL Cool J. I heard a lot of music in the background. I'm like, what you listening to? I'm listening to some radio. LL Cool J, NWA. I said, I know you listen to Run DMC because doesn't Trent love him to Run DMC? I do too. And I've seen this past weekend that they reunited after 10 years at a festival. So shout out to Run DMC. I never miss a Run DMC concert when they hit Jackson, Mississippi, Swatch Festival and all that, man. Today is also Candy Alexander, actress. Man, she's an amazing actress. I miss it out in Miami. She's 55. I can't believe she's 55. Candy Alexander looks great. That's my sister's age. Damon Wayans, actress, comedian, My Wife and Kids, 52. Mike Piazza, baseball player, 44. Ayn Skye, 42, actor with Bentley, American Beauty. He turns 34 today. So happy birthday to all the celebs and also my real-life friends and online friends and Facebook friends. Happy birthday to you. And also today in history, on September the 4th, 1957, Arkansas Governor Orval Faubus called out the National Guard to prevent 9 black children from entering Central High School in Little Rock. And also in 1781, Los Angeles was founded by Spanish settlers. And in 1888, oh, my God, I love me some Eastman Kodak. George Eastman received a patent for his roll film camera and registered a trademark Kodak. And in the first live coast-to-coast TV broadcast, President Harry S. Truman addressed the nation from the Japanese Peace Treaty Conference in San Francisco. That was in 1951. 1972, swimmer Mort Spitz became the first person to win 7 gold medals at a single Olympic Games when the United States won the 400-meter relay in Munich. And 2002, wow, singer Kelly Clarkson was voted the first American Idol on Fox TV series. Crocodile hunter Steve Irwin, 44, died after a stingray raised barb pierced his chest in 2006. My mother and I were just talking about him the other day, wondering how his daughter and his family have been doing. 2008, Senator John McCain accepted the Republican presidential nomination at the party's convention in St. Paul, Minnesota. In 2008, Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick pleaded guilty to obstruction of justice in a sex scandal, forcing a Democrat out of office. But is he not like getting back in politics or something? So that is like the things that happened today in history. We have a little less than 30 more minutes of live broadcasting, and I most definitely thank you for tuning in. After this song, we'll talk about the history of the DNC. And again, shout out to those of you that are participating and in attendance at the Democratic National Convention. Looking forward to seeing Eva LaGuardia. I tweeted one of my favorite people, Adam Rodriguez, the Sunday night, in which he and his loved ones a happy Labor Day. But then also I told him that if he was attending the DNC, they have a lot of fun, which I know he will be if he attends. But, you know, he and Eva LaGuardia are big proponents on getting people out to vote, period. And so I must applaud them for that, period. Here's Brown Mark, formerly of Prince and the Revolution. You know, Revolution recently got back together in Minneapolis earlier this year. Here's Brown Mark.
Looking over his shoulder as a young man. in the battles and fighting hard. His only example was a hard man, a drunk man. He was troubled, beat his mother, he didn't understand. He packed up and moved on, met a girl not for long. Fell in love and was too afraid to let her in. He said, I want you to wait outside, I can't decide if I can let you in. Don't wanna tell you lies and ruin your life, cause something's in my closet.
Wow, shout out to Austin Brown. Austin Brown, I can't wait to you and the Backpack Kids a guest on the show. You know how much I and the listeners love your music. You are just so awesome, awesome, awesome. Again, check out my, Austin Brown. Tweet him at Austin Brown, A-U-S-T-I-N, Brown. Like his fan Facebook fan page. Subscribe to his YouTube channel. Check out his website at austinbrown.com. He is just amazing. my friend, one of my best BFFs in London, just wanted to know more about Austin Brown also, and I was letting him know this is Ruby's son. He spent a lot of time with, of course, his uncles and his entire family, but spent a lot of time with Michael, and he's very close to Aunt Janet. And his music, he's just simmering. He's just getting ready to explode, literally. It's just so awesome. So in that case, I'm going to play a Ménage à Trois by Austin Brown. This is for you, Carl. Carl is amazing. Carl and I plan to make appearances in Dallas on the show Dallas. We both love Dallas, and we plan on, we hope, to be cast. And Carl said he would give his right arm. As a little girl, I always dreamt, oh, man, I would love to have a role in Dallas. And so now we have our second chance, and then with Dallas being renewed a second season, and maybe hopefully a third season, maybe we'll get our second chances also. But thank you, Carl, for listening. I'll be so glad when you call in. Maybe you'll call in when we're talking sports on Friday or talking romance on tomorrow. But thank you. I love your support.
Predicament, trying to be a gentleman. She wants me back again.
Oh, I tried so hard
to be as faithful, but I wasn't able. Now it's more painful. Oh, the grass seems green on the other side, and I don't want to see what I have to leave behind. Don't make me choose to be here without you. There's no room to fit.
No room to
when
fit.
You fall in a kid, we find that true love can be with more than one. I'm caught in between.
Caught in between.
Oh, can't be mean. I gotta choose one, but with you it's more fun.
Why is Ménage à Trois?
My dreams will get shot down. I'm late to the showdown.
Troubles all around.
Love for the shepherd who left from the shelter to try to find better. Oh, the grass seems green on the other side, and I don't want to see what I have to leave behind. Don't make me choose to begin without you. There's no room to fit.
No room to
when
fit.
You fall in a kid, we find that true love can be with more than one. I'm caught in between.
Caught in between.
Oh, can't be mean. I gotta choose one, but with you it's more fun.
Why is Ménage à Trois? Why is Ménage à Trois?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why is Ménage à Trois?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why is Ménage à Trois?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why is Ménage à Trois?
a cappella version of Ménage à Trois by Austin Brown. I hope you like that one, Carl. That's the a cappella version of it. Love it. Austin is so talented. He and his band mates Tommy Parker, 80, and the Backpack Kids. It's amazing artist and his band mates and produces. It's amazing. So if you like that one too, he has great music galore. And those of you that love Austin, I hope you enjoyed it also. But again, I know we've gone a long time and I haven't said anything, but sending condolences and hugs and kisses to Omarosa and for the loss of her love and someone who all of us loved and enjoyed work, Michael Duncan. I'll get teary-eyed, so I got kind of choked up right quick. So I guess that's why I haven't said anything yet, but I'm not meant to broadcast in without saying anything. And I know my mind kind of like went blank because I was trying to just keep my composure regarding that because it caught me off guard. I don't know about you all, because in the last report I heard was that he was recuperating, had been placed in a private room out of ICU, and that was about a month ago, and that he was improving and recovering. So it kind of like caught me off guard when I heard that he had passed last evening. So I, again, send condolences and love and hug to Omarosa and his family and fellow friends, fans and friends regarding his death. So that's just amazing. I know back in the spring when he was on Wendy Williams, he provided an extensive interview with Wendy Williams and talked about how he began his career in the entertainment business as a bodyguard. And he was the bodyguard that was scheduled to protect the small. But another bodyguard wanted to, I think, they like switched up. I think he was a bodyguard for some like Eric Benet or someone. I don't know what made me say the wrong thing, but I know he provided a very extensive, great interview with Wendy Williams back in the springtime. And he and Omarosa, they just look like a perfect couple. They look good. It looked like they were really happy together. And then I was just so amazed when she actually found him when he had the heart attack and administered CPR and really saved his life. And so maybe some of you had heard here reading about something. One of my friends inboxed me, asking me what happened. I'm like, I thought he was recovering. I had not heard anything of he relapsed, and I only heard of him recovering in recent weeks. But again, send condolences to Omarosa and those fellow fans and family members of Michael Clark Duncan. He attended school here in Mississippi in the 80s at Alcorn. Most definitely Alcorn. It's missing him also. So, that's something, you know. Wow. So I hope you enjoyed that again, Carl. And again, we only have about 11 more minutes. So I want to talk about a little bit more of the DNC and what's going on with the DNC, because we will be talking about the DNC today, tomorrow, Thursday also. But here's the MPG Master Mix, Prince MPG Master Mix by Martin Smith. Check him out on SoundCloud. You know, tomorrow we'll be talking about Matters of the Heart, and we're going to be talking about one's image and health and fitness goals as it pertains to our romantic lives. I dating lives, lives, period, sex lives or lack thereof. You've heard me and my friend Belinda Bostic, a Salon Reporter of Belinda Bostic, talk about body image and things, topics like that. But from the conversation that Ebony Empress and I of the UK, host of Real Talk, which airs today at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 8 o'clock UK time, really, something I think about a lot anyway, just personally also. But from our conversation on Saturday night during the weekend edition of Construct Entertainment Reports, it's made me think more that, okay, that's something we should talk about as in regards to one's own image, health and fitness goals as it pertains to our our dating lives and our romantic lives and our love life. I don't want to talk about on tomorrow, plus other and any other topics that you want to talk about regarding matters of the heart, and of course the hot entertainment and lifestyle news topics, plus what's going on with the DNC and with the presidential campaign period. But again, I want to thank you, and here's Martin Smith, Prince MPG Master Mix. Check him out on SoundCloud. Out if you hadn't been, if only stretching those muscles. Big shout out to my favorite designer, which I, you know, you all know I love Isaac Mizrahi and others, but who's my favorite designer? And he's in Paris right now. Anthony. Shout out to you, Anthony. I know you're listening. You're just having a blast in Paris. I'm going to get in that suitcase one day, and you're going to take me to London and Paris. I have some designs I didn't show you anyway, but, oh, my God, I need to get me an Anthony wardrobe for fall. Like that, that's another thing. That's what Ebony Empress and I was talking about on Saturday, right? I was like, yeah, but Anthony, shout out to you, just having a ball. You know how much we love you. So you just have fun and do your thing and keep sharing awesome pictures with us and just awesome posts also. And safe travels. Mwah. But yeah, Anthony is amazing. Love Anthony. I have loved Anthony since the 80s, literally, because I was a big, big supporter of Willie Smith, who he was an apprentice with. And also, I remember Anthony from his way back days and before he even got with JCPenney. And then, look, he's been with HSN for like 18 years. So Anthony has just been an amazing guy, period. Amazing person, amazing designer. And so, you know, if you're not familiar with Anthony Designs, you got to check him out. Check him out on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, Anthony, A-N-T-T-H-O-N-Y. Check out his website, AnthonyOriginals.com. Amazing, not only ladies, casual women's wear, but he also bridal dresses and special occasion dresses and just amazing. Just visit the website and check it out. Network with him. He's very interactive with his customers and his fans and his friends on Facebook. Very interactive. One of the most interactive individuals on Facebook. And he posts the most amazing pictures from not only his personal world, but his work. And, you know, when he's with HSN, he's constantly letting us know what's going on pre-show, during the show, after the show, just amazing. Not to mention his amazing designs. And his clothes are so comfortable. And they're for really, literally, women of all ages, all backgrounds worldwide. That's why he's based in Los Angeles and London and Paris now, which he attained much of his education in Paris also. But, you know, I profiled the show before. I want to feature the show that I profiled him on, and hopefully in the future we'll get Anthony on also to talk with us. He's an avid runner, and he runs marathons and loves to swim. Just an overall awesome, awesome guy, but he's a superb designer, and he really researches and finds the perfect fabrics, and oh, my goodness, I guess I just can't say enough. You just check him out for yourself if you have not heard of Anthony, okay? Really. It's almost time to conclude the show, but I wanted to share some DNC news before we go. Here's Morris Mills, and I'll be right back after this song. scheduled for the Democratic National Convention. And so yesterday has passed. So I guess everyone had a blast at Carolina Fest, because that is the schedule. That's what I'm looking at right there. So let's see. We want the schedule for today. Okay. The first 2 days of the 20, I'm checking out the DMconvention.com. The first 2 days of 2012 Democratic National Convention, Tuesday, September 4th, Wednesday, September 5th, will be held at the Time Warner Cable Arena. President Obama and Vice President Biden will accept the Democratic nominations for President and Vice President on Thursday. A First Lady speaks tonight, right? When does Bill Clinton speak? I thought he was speaking tonight, too. September the 6th at the Bank of America Stadium. Speakers are Congresswoman Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin, Congressman Xavier Becerra of California, New York Mayor Cory Booker, led by Congressman G.K. Butterfield of North Carolina, former President Jimmy Carter via video, Ryan Case, candidate for the U.S. House of Representatives, Juan Castro, right? San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro will be the first Latino keynote speaker at a Democratic National Convention. Rhode Island Governor Lincoln Chafee, Congresswoman Judy Chu of California, Maria Chaeno, Congressman Emmanuel Cleaver of Missouri, former President Bill Clinton, Congressman James Clyburn of South Carolina, former Republican Governor of Florida, Charlie Crist, because, you know, he endorses President Obama, and also Governor of Arizona, Jane Brewer, you know, she's endorsing the president also. Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina, Walter Dalton, Nate Davis, the Honorable Arne Duncan, Congresswoman Diana DeGette of Colorado, former Assistant Secretary, U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, Tammy Duckworth, U.S. Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois, Congresswoman Donna Edwards of Maryland, Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel, Georgetown Law School graduate Sandra Fluke, Charlotte Mayor Anthony Fox, Congressman Barney Frank of Massachusetts, former Charlotte Mayor Harvey Gantt, former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm, Congressman Charlie Gonzalez of Texas, U.S. Senator Kay Hagan of North Carolina, California Attorney General Kamala D. Harris, International President of Service Employees International Union, SEIU, Mary Kay Henry, Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, Congressman Stener Hoare of Maryland, former Governor of North Carolina Jim Hunt, DCC Chairman Congressman Steve Israel of New York, Montana State Superintendent of Public Instruction Denise Janu, former Virginia Governor Tim Kaine, Chief Executive Officer of the Democratic National Convention Committee Stephen J. Kerrigan, Congressman John Larson of Connecticut, Congresswoman Barbara Lee of California, Congressman John Lewis of Georgia, Secretary of the Democratic National Committee Alice Gurman, CarMax co-founder and former CEO Austin Ligon, Stacey Lynn, President of NARAL Pro-Choice America, Nancy Kennan, Carolyn Kennedy, and Willie Smith. When Carolyn Kennedy got married in the late 80s, Willie Smith was the designer of her cousin's groom tuxedo and his groom party. Lieutenant, who Anthony used to be an apprentice with, Lieutenant General Claudia Kennedy, retired candidate for the U.S. House of Representatives, Joe Kennedy III, U.S. Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts, women's rights activist Lily Ledbetter, Obama campaign co-chair Eva Longoria, Connecticut Governor Danielle Malloy, Delaware Governor Jack Markell, Boston Mayor Tom Menino, the Honorable Karen Mills, U.S. Senator Patty Murrah of Washington, Admiral John Naisman, Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter, U.S. Senator Barbara McCuskey of Maryland, together with women of the U.S. Senate, Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi, House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi will also lead a presentation of the Women of the Congress, Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut, Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney of New York, Congresswoman Nadia Velasquez Velasquez of New York, Congresswoman Gwen Moore of Wisconsin, Congresswoman Allison Swartz of Pennsylvania, Congresswoman Donna Edwards of Maryland, candidate for the U.S. House of Representatives Joyce Beatty of Ohio, candidate for the U.S. House of Representatives Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii, actor, producer, and former associate director of the White House of Public Engagement Cal Penn, Governor of North Carolina Bev Perdue, California Assembly Speaker John A. Perez, Congressman Jared Polis of Colorado, Congressman David Price of North Carolina, Illinois Governor Pat Quinn, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid of Nevada, President of Planned Parenthood Action Fund Cecil Richards, brother of the First Lady Craig Robinson, Minneapolis Mayor R.T. Ryback, the Honorable Ken Salazar, journalist Christina Sarah Ligul, U.S. Senator Charles Schumer of New York, Montana Governor Brian Switzer, the Honorable Kathleen Sebalis, is that how you pronounce her name? Costco co-founder and former CEO Jim Senegal, sister to President Mayo Sotoro-Ing, Ohio firefighter Doug Stern, former Ohio Governor Ted Strickland, treasurer of the Democratic National Committee Andrew Tobias, Congressman Chris Van Hollen, Congresswoman Nadia M. Velasquez, Los Angeles Mayor, Democratic Convention Chair Antonio Villaraigosa, the Honorable Tom Vilsack, Senate candidate for Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren, DNC Chair, Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Spokes of Florida, Congressman Mel Watt of North Carolina, and President of the S. Daniel Abraham Center of the Middle East Peace, Robert Wessler. Those are the names of those appearing. And so tomorrow we'll talk more about the history of the DNC, like I talked about the history of the Republican National Convention also. So that is the first 2 days of the 2012 National Convention. Those are speakers that will be speaking during the event that starts today and concludes on Thursday when President Obama and Vice President Biden accept their nominations for the Democratic candidates, you know, Democrat nominees. So check out dmconvention.com. And if you want to see the schedule, just do /schedule. But just check out Dem Convention so you can check out the overall website. Pretty awesome website. But again, I thank you for tuning in to Talk That Talk Tuesday. Tomorrow we'll be discussing matters of the heart. And, it's been a blast this morning. I've been talking about fall trends also. So we'll be talking about fall trends, throughout the week. Because it's different things that will be popular this fall, from electronics to fashions to et cetera, to toys. So we're going to end the show with Daydreamer, Okereke. Thank you again for tuning in to Talk That Talk Tuesday. I am Beth, also known as Be True, and you are definitely appreciated. Okay? BlogTalkRadio.com rocks.